I think we need to differentiate the Milky Way and its application tonight from everything else we've talked about, including the sound that comes from the stadium. There were comments about our legal rights to debate tax assessment, and I'd like to address that too, since that was brought up.
Mr. Mayor, that's not part of the motion. I don't know that that needs to be addressed at this point.
With all due respect, I've had in previous meetings the opportunity to address it, and that's how we've done it in the past. So if you guys don't want me to address it, and I've held comments because usually I'm invited up here to address the comments after the public speaks. If you're going to change your process, I would prefer you communicate that to me.
Yeah, I prefer to change the process. I didn't know there was that process. We got a lot. We were here till almost 11 o'clock last night. You want to come back in a different time and address all of that other stuff? It's not germane to our agenda tonight. We can't address every single person who speaks, because people speak about all kinds of things.
Then let's just address the Milky Way, which is on the agenda, and tell Dan that the speaker facing the stadium has nothing to do with the Milky Way application.
Let's do that, Mike. Let's be consistent. Care of this Milky Way. Yeah, let's just take care of the Milky Way. And by the way, Peggy, can we just swap mics? That one seems to not be healthy. And by the way, Alderman Nelson has the floor with you. So go ahead,
Mike. Yeah, I mean, we have a issue, concern with the fifth recommendation, which is to go AM/FM. And I think, well, it's, you know, potentially easy for people to say, oh, well, it's just a drive-in movie theater. That's not the business model. So I'd like to address what the business model is. The business model is not just a drive-in movie theater. It's being designed to do corporate events. We've had 6 or 7 corporate events. We had one this week during the day where they used the venue to address their employees, and that needed a PA. We've had, and I could riddle off a bunch of other corporate events that required the PA to be out there. The other thing that I want to address is, the first 4 weeks where they were bad. And I don't hide from any of the issues. I came to a meeting after and was taken to the woodshed by this group, and I've addressed a lot of those. And I'm not saying we haven't had complaints, but relative to the Milky Way, there haven't been any complaints that have been teed up to us. And I reviewed what you put into the file, Mayor, last week or 2 weeks ago, I guess, at Plan Commission. And it's a mixed bag of stuff. It's Umbrella Bar. It's the stadium. So I don't know, frankly, you know, that it makes sense for us. You know, we have to make a $750,000 investment to continue the drive-in because we've rented this stuff. And if that's not something this Common Council, if they don't want to be in that business and it's not traditional drive-in, and I hear this story, it's like, well, I went to this drive-in and they didn't do that. I went to this drive-in. Well, there's a reason why drive-ins aren't in existence anymore. It's because the business model is old. And there are opportunities to do other things, i.e., like it or don't like it. Garth Brooks has taken his stuff to drive-ins. There's been, and to play that off of an AM/FM radio just doesn't quite work in our business model. And it's not a personal, it's just not our business model. Are there ways that we can address the sound? Absolutely. I mean, I think the setup there right now, it's a temporary setup. I think there's a more sophisticated approach to that. I don't think we need to say no to only AM/FM. I would propose that we try to work on a solution where everybody's happy, that allows for the business to do what it wants to do, put on corporate events, do these other opportunities, but also doesn't disrupt the neighbors. Peace and habitat. I don't know that we have to talk separately about the baseball stadium, but relative to the drive-in, I think we can solve for that, given it's where the speakers point. I also think that we can restrict certain hours, and we've been doing that lately. The 10:30 flick, we've been going on just AM/FM. So I think there's instances that it works. I think for the business model, though, that this sort of throw the baby out with the bathwater just doesn't really work for our business model. But if that's what it is, I'd say I'm disappointed because I'd still like to work on a solution. It certainly isn't in the spirit of being an entertainment district to shut this type of opportunity out. So I'm here to solve problems, but I think saying absolutely only AM/FM I think that restricts the business, and frankly, I've got the rights to do it, you know, within the stadium currently. So I think there's a bigger opportunity for us to solve sound holistically on the site, and I think we should really be talking about that. So I'd urge this group to, if you want to vote tonight, have at it. We did not put in an application to go AMFM, so if you're going to do that, I would just say deny it. If we want to take a little more time, think about a more comprehensive study, really try to figure out what the right solution is, that would be, we've got time here, that would be my preference. So those are my comments.
Alderman Ellison, you still have the floor.
So what we talked about earlier with this AMFM component and with the elimination or the great reduction of any sort of other sound going out, you know, I understand that that's the goal, and I think that would make a huge impact. And, you know, so hopefully we can have a cohesive type of resolution to this. You know, you speak about that little sound study. Where do you know any thoughts on that? Any thoughts on, I mean, what would the goal to be with that sound study? Because when I hear about the decibels, talking to the doc, I mean, that's a huge concern. And, you know, where was this going to go with the decibels, how loud it is? I mean, that's a reality that I'd like to see addressed also.
What was the question?
Well, I'll just go with the first one. I hate when people talk like 19 questions, but what's your thoughts on the sound study? What would your
job be? So I think, you know, we set the rules. We have a developer agreement with the city. We have a sound study that says this. These are the rules we have to play by. So in the end, this consumes a lot of everybody's time, and I don't want that. So I'd be open to getting to the right answer. But realize that it's the business also can't be, you know, impacted in a way where, you know, the investments that were made with that in mind, you know, put that at risk. So, you know, I think when we did the negotiation, 79 decibels, I mean, I've read a lot of articles too, and I know he's got doctor behind his name, but I have a different point of view on that that's backed up with other really smart people. So I don't know what the right answer is, but clearly this group is not happy, and that needs to be addressed. So I come to these meetings, I'm trying to work with you. I could just say these are the rules. I don't do that. That's the impression, but that's not what I'm doing. I come here every meeting. I come here once a month. I have to listen to all the comments. So to hear boondoggle, to hear all of this stuff is, I don't think it's totally appropriate.
Nothing further. Thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, you know, Mike, I've been supporting your project, but I am looking at the Exhibit C noise and light addendum, which does talk about noise and light standards, development plans, noise and mitigation plans. And I think what we need for a solution is some incentive to have you bring something in. And I think Alderman Mayer, who has to put up with this, and I get a lot of the calls too, as I'm sure everyone else does, I think the AM-FM change that the Plan Commission has suggested seems reasonable. And if you want to have that until you can bring forward the changes, that would also be reasonable. That would meet everybody halfway. That would allow you to continue on with what you're doing as far as having the theater and having the sound over that, but would eliminate the neighbors, and allow you an opportunity to come forward and make a change once you can put a sound city together. When the Milky Way came forward, the typical thing, since I sit on the licensing committee, is people come before the licensing committee. We did like a special meeting, brought it right to the council to get you what you needed because we were in pandemic and people wanted to have events and you wanted to have a license. That was supposed to be a temporary thing until you could come forward and bring the details. That took months. So unless we have something that can address the sound now to have an incentive to bring you forward a little quicker. So if you want to have those other speaker events like you're talking about, that would just, to me, motivate you to get that done a little quicker and give the residents a little bit of relief in the meantime. So you meet us, we can meet you halfway, and we can have at least some temporary solutions for the people that have asked for that. And I think that seems extremely reasonable, and the Plan Commission vetted this quite well. I was listening to the meeting, and I think the mayor has worked hard to address this, and he was supportive of it. Alderman Dayer was, Thander was supportive of it at the time. So I think that the item number 5 should stand, but I guess I would ask that the maker of the motion provide a slight addition to it that would allow the addition of providing the sound plan information for review and reconsideration. So you could come up with a solid plan.
You know, it comes down to the fact that something might be legal to do, but it doesn't make it right. It might be following the letter of the rules here, but the rules clearly aren't working for the people in the neighborhood. So just because we change it and we say, okay, we'll give you more time. You say you want to work on this. You've been working on it for how many years? And still we get noise complaints. If it's not one thing, it's another thing. And nothing is isolated. If you have one license for operating something on your premise and you have another license coming up, if you're doing something incorrect with that license, it does apply to this license. So to say we can't change the speaker because it's on the ballpark, it's not in the Milky Way, I think is incorrect. But I would be willing to work with you on the speaker part of it, if you're willing to try and change that and maybe aim it off of the asphalt if you think that's the problem. But I think item 5 needs to stand.
I mean, I have the floor here.
Go ahead.
So
I'm sorry, I thought you were passing it over to me to ask what my opinion was.
I ask you if you would amend your...
I've got a suggestion.
Amend your motion. Mayor, just... Can I just finish?
Oh, yeah. I'm just letting you know I've got a suggestion that might help.
Okay. Well, that could be helpful. But my suggestion was that it would remain at the AM/FM and then amend the motion so it would say that basically he has to come back and bring forward some sound information for the council to review with experts before that AM/FM is lifted.
AM/FM with all announcements and all advertising and everything, as I said, until he brings it. So that's the way it would stay for now until he comes forward with a plan.
And that'll give him motivation to get going on it.
Same with the speaker then. Add the speaker in for a plan and I'll go along with it.
I'm done, Mayor.
So I'm going to offer a different wording suggestion because Mike said it. Let me say it differently. The Milky Way operation is totally separate from the stadium operation, electronically and physically. The only thing that's the same is they share the same parking lot. That's the only thing that's the same, and the bathroom and the concession stand. But electronically, they're totally different. So the speakers that are used for the Milky Way are different than the speakers that are used for the baseball stadium.
Can I have a question?
Is the theater
right now it reads theater audio. And the theater audio is the Milky Way.
Right. And it's totally different.
And I thought his motion was that anything through the theater audio would be AM/FM only. I didn't hear it apply to
Okay. But Alderman Mayor kind of was going down a different path. So I just want to make that clear for everybody. It's different. Okay? So
I understand that.
So I was not aware that there were corporate events involved. Those corporate events are during the day, correct? Generally?
Mostly, yes.
Just so everybody understands, the City of Franklin and Franklin taxpayers are partners in this endeavor. We are partners. We're minority partners, but we're partners. So being the guy in the center chair, it's my job to work with Mike and his team to make all this a success. You agree, Mike? You agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I get assaulted all the time. You're in bed with them. You're in cahoots. You know, take our interest in mind, which is, Mike, is that true? But, so, I'm sitting here listening to Dan, who's rightly representing you guys. I listen to your complaints, and I take what the council tells me, and I got to be in the middle. Middle chair, bigger back, right? I take the flak. So I've got to take all of this stuff and work with Mike and try to make something that works, that makes him a success so that we're protected. Right, Jim? He's just not up and down because that's the truth, right? So that's what we do. Now, we've been talking, haven't we? A lot lately. So the goal here is to get something that works right, that takes care of your needs. So if I can offer a suggestion on five, it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be better. So my suggestion is theater audio shall be transmitted by radio only, and that's the music in the beginning and the, you know, for theater events, exclusive of corporate events. The use of outdoor speakers shall not be permitted for theater events, but may be used for corporate events during daylight hours. And I see, Bob, you're nodding this way. We gotta provide the ability to make some money. You're not home during the day. It shouldn't be a problem. So that would be the best alternative. That would be a good way to let things happen. Alderman Hanneman.
Thank you. I get pushed around button here.
You're on.
A couple of points I'd like to make. And what referencing what you just said, Mayor, in Exhibit C in the Noise and Light Addendum, it does say annually the operator will provide the City of Franklin with a list of concerts and special events requiring a permit, including dates and times for operations during the event. So do these corporate events require permit?
I think that's a county thing, not us.
I don't know, but I think that's something that needs to be answered. And to your point, these are things that if we are in partnership, we should be knowing some of these things that are going on.
Madam Clerk.
Well, they wouldn't qualify as special event or extraordinary event because they would not exceed the capacity by 250. So unless the PDD required something, I don't believe from our office they would require any application or permit or approval.
Okay. And I support the idea of collaborating and finding a solution. However, you referenced a few meetings ago when we took you to the woodshed over the complaints we were getting. You've already been through the Plan Commission meeting on this issue, so I did kind of expect to come in here tonight with a laundry list that you'd have to say, okay, I'm going to address this A, I'm going to address B, I'm going to address C. This is what I'm going to do to make this right. We heard earlier this summer, we're working on it, but I don't know what that means. I need some more tangibles, some goals, and how are you working on it? What's the end game going to be? How are we going to meet the residents' concerns? And so I feel we've had time to work on it, but we haven't gotten any specifics yet. And so that's really what I need to hear a little more about.
Thank you, Alderman. So I think the drive-in we have worked on substantially, and I believe the drive-in as it sits today is in a much better place. And if you look at the complaints, there's not any I think the last complaint that I have record of that's in your file on the drive-in itself is, I want to say, mid-June, which demonstrates that we've been working hard on that, including the cancellation of audio for the 10:30 showings. The issue, I believe, is when you take that sound and you pair it with a stadium and it becomes, you know, while we're sitting here and we all say these should be mutually exclusive, they become collectively exhaustive. And I think that's the real issue here. Is yes, we are from tournaments. There was a complaint in there from a tournament we had that started at 7 a.m. that shouldn't have happened, but it did. 7 a.m. tournaments can start up there. Why they had sound, I'm not sure they did. 8 o'clock tournament, game, two or three movies. That becomes, for the residents, collectively exhaustive. So I disagree in the context of Milky Way, because I think we've worked very, very hard on addressing the sound issues. And all I have are complaints to demonstrate whether or not I'm being successful on that particular topic.
So what I'm understanding is, regardless of how we are to vote on this particular application, the sound problems are not going to be remediated at this point for the neighbors.
They can't.
There has to be something.
Well, they want the decibel levels changed, right? And until that happens, we're going to be sitting here talking about this forever. Mm-hmm. So if the city wants to change the decibel levels, then we have to have that discussion. And we have to go back to the drawing board a little bit. We got to negotiate a little bit on what that means, understand what the financial implications are. But that's the real solution. They want a sound study. Give them a sound study. I love a sound study. You know, we all decided that 79 decibel levels at the property lines is enough protection for everybody.